All right. So, now, once again I'm broke, but today it's time for the traditional tract or fiction debate. Thank you very much, sir. All right, so, can I have debater number one? Mr. or Ms. Debater number one? There we go, debater number one. Hi, sir, what's your name?
Hi, I'm the devil.
Oh, hello, devil, yes. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Good to hear.
And debater number two, up against the devil, here we go. Yes, debater number two.
Hi, this is Eve.
How you doing?
Oh, there we go. Very, very good.
Good to see you again. Hey.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Keep yourself looking good there.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad you're here. All right. So we got the devil and Eve. Now, I'm sorry, Eve. What's your last name?
I don't have one.
Oh.
I was never given one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We should give you a Jewish last name.
How about
name?
Something like Stein?
No. I'm just Eve, dude. Just Eve.
Wait a minute.
Eve. Aren't you Adam Rib?
Eve. Adam Rib.
Death is just a state of mind. Come on. Man.
All right. Well, let's do the debate. I'm gonna find out who's on what side of this tract. Oddly enough, both of you are mentioned in it, so hopefully you both have firsthand knowledge.
And it
is confirmed that the devil believes this is true, and Eve believes this is false. So let's hear all about it. Eve, you get to start on the attack.
Okay, I was going to say, for one, this man has never spoken to me before. I don't know who the heck he is. I've never seen him, never heard of him. Who are you?
Well, you know, Prince of Darkness, head of the RIAA, you know.
Yeah, you say these things, but all I hear is blah, 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 blah. Really, dude, come on.
That's quite a counter. Now, what about the fact that when he came in, he said, it's good to see you again, and you said, yeah.
Oh, I know everyone.
I don't know him. I said, yeah, whatever, sarcasm.
You don't know me, but I know you, I know him,
you
I know her, I know...
You may think you know me, but you have no idea.
Don't pull the Maury Povich defense on me. I created that defense.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know me, y'all don't know me, blah, 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 blah. Whose baby is this, mine or yours?
Okay.
I created it all.
All right, Mr. Devil, Mr. Satan or whatever. Here's my question about the tract. It said there that when Adam ate of the fruit, he knew it was wrong, right? But it's before he ate of the fruit, so he doesn't know what good and evil are. How could he have known it was wrong?
Well, you see, here's the deal. I'd like to answer that question by telling a completely unrelated but related anecdote.
Oh, here it goes.
One misconception the Bible has is that everybody blames me for making the serpent talk. Well, here's the deal. Now, think of all the animals. God created all the animals. Dig this. Wrap where I'm going now. Check this out.
All right.
Now, of all the animals, snake gets shafted. He doesn't get legs. He doesn't get claws. He doesn't get fur. He's cold in the wintertime. He gets shafted. Of all the animals, he gets dumped on. Now, hold on.
Actually,
now, let me finish.
He had legs before this whole deal.
Hold on. Let me talk my story now.
See, he's flapping his lips, but all I'm hearing is blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Let me finish this up because I put this in a play of Scott Finbo's. I told him, write about this because I'm going to make this a great play for you. It's called Lucifer I Am. And here's what the deal is. Now you got the devil here. And the serpent is lying down. And the serpent feels shafted by God, man. So he decides to destroy the greatest of all creations, which is man. So that's why he goes up to Eve and says, baby, I can give you the gift of life and good and evil.
You never all said right. that to me. I don't know what you're talking
because
about.
Because that's the serpent.
I think this guy did a few too many drugs.
All right. Now hold on. And plus. Oh, sorry.
It.
We have an expert, I guess.
Okay, expert, bring it.
Actually, hi, I'm the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I'm actually an expert on discrimination, and I'd just like to bring up the fact that I was very, very highly discriminated against in this story. No other tree in the entire garden was given an evil snake or fruit that no one could eat. Nobody loves me. Nobody eats my fruit.
God told
you.
Us not to.
I'll eat your fruit, baby.
No, wait, hold on.
Ew.
Eve.
Yes.
Did you just say God told you not to?
I said God told us not to. God never spoke to me.
No. Hold on. So you admit that you knew you weren't supposed to eat it.
I didn't eat it.
So you don't know the difference
it.
Between
it was
good
his
and
idea.
Evil. So you don't know the difference between good and evil.
No, I don't.
Then how do you know this tract is false?
Because I never
Bada-boom.
Told Adam to eat it.
Bada boom, baby.
It's false. I never told Adam to eat it.
Bada-boom.
He never spoke to me before in anybody's lifetime.
Okay.
Before, after,
we actually,
nothing.
I believe we have another
a
expert.
A lover of all people.
We have another expert here.
Hold on. I'm actually evil, and I think I can test this lady. I can test this lady to find out whether or not she knows the difference. Now, lady.
What?
I have this orphan right here.
Okay.
Now,
it's a cute little orphan.
Yeah. I'm going to feed this orphan to this chihuahua.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that?
Ha, she knows the difference.
Oh, that's a dead giveaway.
Tell me, have you ever considered working... Tell me, sir, have you ever considered working in the Devil's Army?
Actually,
I have a great place for a lieutenant.
I'd like to talk.
If I may chime in here...
Oh, my gosh. All sorts of people want to talk.
Good and evil were created in me. And I can just testify that that's not necessarily evil, sir. There's a difference between disgusting and evil.
What's the difference?
Disgusting is not necessarily evil.
Oh, yes, it
but
is.
But evil well, is always
like pooping
disgusting.
Pooping is not evil.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
All right, we got another expert. Oh,
you're
so we
not
have so
the
many.
Prince of Darkness. My dad is the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, here we go.
We've got an imposter in here.
Fine.
No, my dad. I'm Jack Osborne, my dad. My dad's the
Fine.
Prince of Darkness.
You found me out, Jack.
You're not the
I'm not the devil, no. I just really wish I was, man.
Hey, give me back my resume.
See, I told you this guy never talked to me before.
No, but you talked to my dad.
Ozzy Osbourne? You talked to Ozzy Osbourne in the garden? Is that true?
Not
I'm
in the garden,
the
but...
on that one, baby!
I think it was 10 years ago.
He bit the head off a bird from my tree.
Oh.
My branches.
Wow.
That's not very nice.
That sounds evil and disgusting.
Oh,
right. Yes, like
both.
I said, you talked to my dad.
Dude, 10 years ago, this whole thing is supposed to have happened like 6,000 years ago.
Was it an Apple computer?
Therefore, I'm the Prince of Lies. Yes, I am evil in your face.
Dude, I don't think you have royalty in lies. You just lie.
No, dude. And you didn't even do it very...
Maybe you're...
Everyone in England is the Prince of England?
Maybe you're a private of lies.
Or maybe you're some kind of lie esquire.
Yeah, lie...
All I know
the page of lies.
All of you until Jack came along. Yeah!
But no. Here's
all
the
right.
deal. Okay, I never convinced Adam to eat from the fruit tree thing.
Tree.
No, it was
did
my
Adam
dog.
Ever convince to eat you? Whoa!
Anyway.
That's cannibalism. That's evil.
Yes, that's cannibalism, and that is just...
That's
wow.
You almost said it was evil. I almost hurt you. You were going there.
I had an evil thought, therefore I'm evil.
No, but here's the thing, though. I never convinced Adam to eat from that tree. I never convinced him to eat that apple. He did it on his own,
My dad has the pictures. You definitely gave Adam the apple.
Yeah.
I've seen the pictures. Don't let her lie.
I didn't. Make him eat it. He ate it on his own.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry. May I intervene? I have a question.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was wondering, since the beginning of this tract says, you know, that dinosaurs and humans were created on the same day, and Adam was the first man, so how come they never talked about him on the Flintstones?
That's a good question.
Therefore, I'm evil.
That's a good question.
Were the Flintstones aware of Christianity?
Yeah.
And did Adam ever go walking hand in hand with a dinosaur down some romantic beach somewhere?
The Flintstones promoted cigarettes, therefore they're evil.
I believe
just
all
disgusting.
Right. All right.
I'm evil.
All right. Now, hold on. I think we can settle all of these arguments.
Okay.
I'm going to settle, in fact, all of these arguments
right now.
And I'm sorry, fake Satan. Eve is right. She didn't convince Adam.
Booyah, Jack as well.
She did not. Eve didn't do it. Eve doesn't know. Women actually can't tell the difference. I think it's obvious.
No, I
so
haven't.
What is that coin toss answer about the Flintstones?
The Flintstones, that they're not evil, I guess, and that they didn't...
They are
they're
evil.
Wrong. They're wrong, but they're not evil.
Disgusting, but not evil.
Possibly disgusting. So women. So that's the answer. Women can't tell the difference between good and evil. Men apparently can because they broke the rules.
And I'm evil.
This is definitely the worst tract ever.
No, it's not right. So it doesn't matter.
Well, good.
All right.
Because I found so many false things, and I'm like,
American Idol, therefore I'm
everybody,
evil.
Everybody, enjoy. We're gonna get on our way with some music. We'll be back with Saint Red in just a few minutes.
Evil!
Here on WHRW.
Just disgusting.
WHRW Binghamton, which is possibly evil. You decide.